This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. 2 hours of do-it-yourself today. Hour number one, we're going to be talking about appliances. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about things you can do in your home to save money. So for those of you new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares. We're all innovators. We are scientists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, researchers, editors, authors, programmers, inventors. And none of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor today. His name is Kevin, and he is Kevin in Florida, and he was born and raised in Pensacola, Florida. In 2008, he saw the light, he dropped out of college, and he decided to become an appliance technician as an apprentice with a friend and a mentor. In 2012, 8 years ago, he opened his appliance repair business, which continues to thrive to this day. He has three children, and he has a goal of building a farm. Welcome, Kevin.
How you doing?
you must be close friends with David in Illinois, because David says to me, "How you doing?"
I feel like I am. Welcome back, Vince. I hope everything's going smoothly in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it is. So, Kevin, let's just tell our class what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about we're going to teach you some terminology that you will become accustomed to very quickly. We're talking about cleaning your condenser, refrigerator door gaskets. How you can prevent them from going bad. Very simple. I mean, these are almost free repairs. Whole house surge protection, why you should consider it. What's going on in the dryer vent? Appliantology.org, a website. What are the best and worst brands? Do you need a multimeter? Do you need an infrared gun? What about replacing the over-the-range microwaves with a hood and a vent? What about home warranties, self-cleaning oven features, the Internet of Things, and living without appliances? That's quite a list that Kevin wants to cover today. Kevin, where do you want to start?
Let's just start at the top. Probably the most efficient thing you can do for your refrigerator, a lot of people already know this, but I'm always amazed at those who don't, is cleaning your condenser coils. You know, without the condenser coils being able to breathe and release heat, your refrigerator is not cooling as it should. A lot of people nowadays have these condensers in their Samsungs or their new Whirlpools that are kind of wrapped up like a jelly roll, and they're really difficult to clean. I find that using compressed air or the other end of your shop vac to blow it is actually more effective to clean those than it would be to vacuum it and use a coil brush. And then I take it a step further. I've got a multi-purpose steamer that I bought on Amazon for $30. and I'll then steam it once I get most of the dust off of it. It does a really good job of cleaning it, actually. And that can extend the life of your refrigerator 5 years at least, doing that regularly, at least twice a year.
Okay, class, so what Kevin's talking about is typically underneath the crispers in your refrigerator, typically. And not always there, but typically on modern refrigerators and freezers, there are some coils. And sometimes they snake around, and sometimes they're in a jelly roll type configuration, a concentric spiral arrangement. And there's usually a fan that blows air across them. And what happens is a refrigerator or a freezer is really a heat pump. And what it does is it pumps the heat out of the box where you keep your food, and it dumps it outside the box. So it dumps it into the condenser through the use of compression and refrigeration. And that heat has to go someplace. So it goes to these coils, which are called a condenser, and a fan blows air over the coils to remove the heat from the coils so that the refrigerator can dump more heat on the coils. And what Kevin has said is absolutely correct. If you maximize the ability for those coils to remove the heat, your compressor will work less hard. It will last longer, and you'll use less electricity. Did I say that right, Kevin?
Right on. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Kevin, what about opening and closing refrigerator doors and freezer doors? You know, some people think that they're going shopping, and they don't know what they want before they get there, so they open the door and look there. Do you think that that causes more electricity to be consumed?
It does. And also, excuse me, if you hear a buzzing, it's my customer's calling in. I'm trying to ignore them for an hour. it does. It causes also humidity to build up. This is actually tied in with the condenser coil cleaning. If you get too much humidity or the condensers get too warm, the evaporator, which is the coils in the freezer and on a lot of new ones also in the refrigerator section, that can sweat, and it'll drip down to the defrost drain. The defrost system is utilized usually at least twice a day. It heats up the coils and thaws them out. And when you let warm air in too often or your condensers are too dirty, it sweats and it blocks up that defrost drain. And then I often hear it's leaking on the inside. I've got ice on the bottom of my freezer, and it's leaking inside and coming down. So, yes, you're right. Opening the refrigerator door too much is going to cause it to work harder. But that takes me to my next point, which is another really common repair I do, and that's they call it a condensation drain, but it's the defrost drain freezing over. So what you can do with that, and again, a steamer is a great tool. I highly recommend looking online and purchasing one that's got great reviews, a multi-purpose one, because what you'll then have to do is take everything out of your freezer and take a right angle on the tip of the steamer and thaw out that defrost drain. But that, you know, that's going to save you probably at least $100 in repair costs having somebody else do it.
So what happens, class, is there are little bits of food. Sometimes little pieces of broccoli will get in there, and then one piece of broccoli will find another piece of broccoli, and you might find some leaves of things or some dust. I don't know how it gets in there, but maybe the packages that you put in your freezer have a little bit of dust on them. And they end up in this freezer drain. And the idea is when the freezer defrosts, the water that is formed from the melting of the ice in the freezer, in the normal frost-free freezer mechanism, that water drips down to a pan underneath the refrigerator. There's a catch pan for it. And typically, the warm condenser coils in the bottom of the refrigerator are an integral part of that pan. And air blows across that water and evaporates it. So that way you don't have a flood. But if that little drain inside your refrigerator, and it's usually in the back of the refrigerator at a very low point, there's like a tray that collects the dripping water. There's a little hose that goes underneath the refrigerator box into the compressor area where the condenser coils are, and the water drip, drip, drips into that pan, and it evaporates, and it does it every day over and over and over. And as long as that drain is not plugged up, you won't have water on the floor. But if it does get plugged up, you will have water on the floor eventually. So, Kevin, how do we clean that drain and drain hose?
So, a lot of people use a heat gun or a hair dryer, but I actually wouldn't recommend that because of the plastics that you're heating up. And also, let's say you're trying to get underneath those coils and you're thawing out those coils, well, water's going to drip into your heat gun and probably break your heat gun or worse. So I would really recommend all the self-reliant DIYers listening to this show, buy a steamer kit. It's a really good investment, a multi-purpose one, and you can sterilize your house with it. You can do all kinds of stuff, clean your clothes. I also should note, on a lot of the newer refrigerators, there's this duct-filled tip that's inside of the defrost drain tube near the condensers, and what happens is dust builds up there, or it gets so hot it sticks together, and so you might be inside trying to steam out your defrost drain and it's just not draining down, and that's because the plastic on the tube outside is stuck shut, or there's just so much gunk built up essentially. So I know I'm kind of going all over the place, and people might not be able to visualize what I'm saying, but that's another issue.
Think of it like this. Think of it as you've got frost on the back of your refrigerator, but you can't see it. And there's a heating mechanism that melts that frost. And as that frost melts, it drip, drip, drips down into a catch pan or a tray. And the tray is sloped so that it has a little hose to carry the water that drips into this funnel/drip tray down below the refrigerator where it evaporates. But that hose can get clogged. So, Kevin, do you use... What I do is I take a long tie wrap, a long, thin plastic tie wrap, and I gently wiggle it down there until I push through the obstruction. And then the water just runs right out. Have you done that?
I've done that, but most often I don't find it's obstructed with any material as much as it is just ice built up over possibly months of humidity that gets in there and just layers up the inside of that defrost drain. What you can also do is take a metal coat hanger and cut off a good 3 or 4 inches and wrap a part of it around the heater and let that hang into the defrost drain hole. And so what that's going to do is transfer heat whenever that heater comes on and prevent that hole from hopefully freezing over in the future. That's a cool little trick.
That's a great point. So, Kevin, it sounds to me like the whole problem with these defrost drains freezing over, which is a free fix if you want to do it yourself, classes. Literally, it's a free fix. It actually will take you less time than calling somebody, waiting for somebody, and having them show up and then charge you $100. It seems to me like the whole problem is a design problem because it shouldn't happen in the first place. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also door gaskets.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about appliance repair. And Kevin, your newest instructor, actually he's bringing the age down, the average age down. He's in his 30s. And that's quite unusual for a USA Prepares instructor to be so young. But we're delighted to have him with us. Now, the call dropped and we don't know what happened. So I'm just going to continue with the schedule of what Kevin and I were going to talk about. Mostly Kevin, but I'll see if I can fill in for him. I'll do the best that I can. So, you want to talk about refrigerator and freezer door gaskets. Now, these are flexible, pliable, plastic door gaskets. And what happens is, over time, that plastic becomes stiff and doesn't seal well. And inside this plastic door gasket is a magnetic strip. And the idea behind the magnetic strip is it adheres to the frame of the refrigerator. So it pulls the seal tight against the refrigerator. So theoretically, there should be few, if any, leaks. And leaks would cause moisture to enter the refrigerator box, which would cause moisture to condense and freeze and cause this frost buildup problem and the drains frosting over. So how do you prevent premature failure of these door gasket seals? Well, one way is easy, and that is you can put a very light film of like Vaseline on the plastic part of the door gasket that contacts the refrigerator, where it rubs on the hinge side. On a little bit of the bottom, let's say a third of the bottom, and along the vertical edge on the hinge side, and maybe a third of the way from the hinge toward the door handle side on the top. And that can help. Kevin's back with us. Kevin, I don't know if you heard what I said about the door gaskets, but did I say that properly, or did you not hear that?
I caught part of it, and that's correct. Putting that layer of Vaseline around it is a great idea. It also wouldn't hurt if your refrigerator is, you know, nearing 10 years old to look into buying a backup refrigerator door gasket, probably for the fresh food area, because that's the most commonly used one. The price of these parts are just going up every day, you know, as the supply lessens, and the door gasket can cost at least $100.
So wow.
We have to have a backup one.
and Kevin, so let's talk about this for just a second. Go off on a tangent. So if a person buys a new refrigerator starting right now, the year 2020, how long would a manufacturer typically have that gasket available?
You know, I would like to look into the laws in that, but I'll often see 5 to 10 years for parts. And the electronic Asian brands like Samsung and LG are most notorious for discontinuing parts the earliest. Something to consider when you're looking at those, especially when there's 5 different control boards. They're proprietary to each model, so there's not going to be a lot in supply, and therefore the price is going to be a lot higher.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that with some of the Asian models of the refrigerator freezers, the side-by-side types, that the deli drawer, that drawer in the middle of the refrigerator that you might put packets of fast food ketchup in, or cheese, or salami, or something like that in there, you know, little packets or packages of food items, that the Asian models don't necessarily have them as a standard feature. They're optional. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. Yeah.
So I remember our daughter bought a one of those Asian models. I don't know what got into her. Her side-by-side GE failed, and she was worried about the food in it, so she had to buy a floor model because they didn't have them in stock at Home Depot. And so she was showing me this really neat stainless side-by-side Asian refrigerator, and I said, Where's the deli drawer? She said, oh, you're right. It doesn't have one. So I went to Home Depot, and I said, the gal said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'm looking all over for the deli drawer. Do you have it? I'm looking all over for our deli drawer. Do you have it? She didn't know what I was talking about. And then she told me it was an option. Kevin and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. We're going to talk about whole house surge protectors, dryer vent cleaning, and the best and worst brands, etc.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump's veto of a measure to limit his ability to use military force against Iran will stay in place as the Senate failed to get the two-thirds majority needed to override it, the vote 49 to 44. The president slamming the War Powers Resolution, calling it very insulting to a president, and he called it a Democratic attempt to divide Republicans in an election year. The White House reportedly considering pushing tax day back again. The Treasury has already extended the date to file federal tax returns to July 15th, but that could now be moved to September or even December. JetBlue taking heat on social media for its flyover salute to healthcare heroes and first responders above New York City last evening. Most say the gesture was fine, but it was the low-flying planes that caused concern. Three JetBlue planes flew just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Midtown Manhattan. And better late than never, an Iowa man getting a postcard from his sister 33 years after it was mailed. Annie Level sent her brother the postcard in 1987. Paul Willis of Thornton just recently got it. Officials at the Maine Des Moines post office say they were doing a deep cleaning because of the pandemic, and the postcard apparently turned up when some furniture and equipment were being moved. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Kevin in Florida is with us, and he's teaching us about appliances. And so far, the cost of these appliance repairs that we've talked about, the refrigerator door gasket, you probably have Vaseline in your house. And you're only going to use a very thin, thin, thin film. So that's almost free. Defrosting the drains, that's free. If you have a hair dryer or you have patients and you want to wait for the ice to melt. Whole house surge protectors. Kevin, what are your thoughts?
I actually recommend them to my customers anytime I have to replace the control board because sometimes I can't tell if it was due to a surge. Oftentimes, if there's a new development in your area going on, they may not have properly grounded it at one point, and that could affect you. So at most hardware stores, you can find a whole house surge protector for as low as $50. And if you can install a breaker, you can install a whole house surge protector. There are plenty of YouTube videos on it. You take your multimeter, set it to voltage. Once you've taken the panel off, you know, just confirm that you've shut off the power at the main box, which is at your meter. That's also where you'll probably find the breaker for the dryer and the oven, because those are on 240. So I'll often put those at, near the main meter box. So you shut that main power off to your house, and then you can go to your breaker box, which is usually in your garage or in your house, and install the whole house surge protector. And you just fasten down the neutral line and flip it back on. It should have a light that appears, usually green, saying that it's ready to go. It's really simple, and it's just an added insurance for all your delicate digital electronics in your house and your appliances.
Yeah, Class, what Kevin is telling us about is that whether it be a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a freezer, a lot of these new appliances have computer controls, and they are very sensitive to surges, which is a high voltage pulse of electricity, too much electricity, and the circuitry of the refrigerator, freezer, dishwasher, oven can't handle it, and it blows them out. And those circuit boards are expensive. Typically, what would the cost of if a stove circuit board blew? Kevin, what would that cost for an appliance repair person to come out, parts and labor? Can you separate parts and labor, please?
Usually a control board's going to be at least $80. You'd have a hard time finding any aftermarket parts. You can find some used ones on eBay, but, you know, I prefer OEM brand new for my repair jobs for my customers, and so do they. So that's going to be at least $80, and my labor is going to run about $125. So, you know, at least $200 plus tax.
Now, is your labor less expensive? Would it cost less to hire you, Kevin, than it would to hire, a big company repair technician?
Absolutely. Sears obviously went out of business, but they had always contracted, in the last 10 years or so, through various, franchises that, you know, you're talking a network of employees to get paid. So mm-hmm. They might charge $95 for a diagnostic, and might not be accurate anyways. So I know $125 sounds expensive, but, you know, considering that it'll probably take me half an hour to drive there, and then I've got my overhead, that's actually not too bad.
No, it sounds quite reasonable, because time to get there, time to diagnose the problem, time to replace the part and test it, and prepare the receipt and explain to the customer what you did and what the likelihood of it continuing to work, and maybe some other maladies that you may find that you need to discuss with the owner. So, yeah, that sounds reasonable to me. Okay, so, Class, whole house surge protectors are very, very important. And once you put one in, it will start protecting you from then on. However, they do have a life expectancy. And that is the number. They will fail with almost a predetermined number of surges. And you don't know how many that is. Nobody does. So they do wear out, because hit after hit after hit of these surges, if you have an area that has lots of lightning, your whole house surge protector won't last as long as if you live in an area that has less lightning and less surges. So the more businesses that you have in your area that have motors that start up that send these power surges down the line from the factory to your house, that will also cause your appliances to fail faster. Any other discussion on whole house surge protectors, Kevin?
I have read on the back of certain whole house surge protectors that the manufacturer will warranty damages up to sometimes $10,000, $15,000 if it's properly installed by a certified electrician and registered through the company. So that's something to consider. I would guess that an electrician might charge $200 in parts and labor, depending on the quality of the surge protector. But even though most of us enjoy doing DIY, you might be able to get some added insurance out of the manufacturer. I've never heard of anybody filing a claim, so don't quote me on that, but I have read that on the back of the packages.
I have too, and I've seen, $10,000, $15,000, $25,000, but I've never heard of anybody making a claim. Okay, dryer vent cleaning. What's the big deal about dryer vent cleaning?
Oh, it's crucial. So oftentimes, at least where I live, dryer vents can have 3 to 5 90-degree angles, go underneath the house, through the slab, and be very low to the ground. And so rain gets in there, obviously dust, sometimes birds and building nests and everything. And I found a way to test your dryer vent pressure, which is quite easy. You've got a healthy set of lungs. If you put your hand in front of your face about 6 inches and blow as hard as you can, that's what the pressure of your dryer vent outlet should feel like. If it feels, much weaker than that, you probably need to purchase what is called a lint eater. And it's a device that's basically a snake with a few different attachments, with one of them being a bristle head. And you can attach it to your drill. A lot of people have probably seen them. And you can buy them at most hardware stores. And then you basically just snake it all the way through before attaching it to your drill. And then you attach an adapter. And this is all from the inside. You attach an adapter to the vent outlet, and the snake goes through one hole in the adapter. And then you attach your shop vac to that adapter, the plastic circular piece. And it wouldn't hurt, I should add, to take electrical tape and wrap it around each joint. If you could imagine, these poles are about 2 to 3 feet long, and they screw in together. Well, once you've got this, 12 to 24 foot of snake in there in the vent, and you turn your drill on, you could start to twist it. And then when it untwists itself, it could unscrew itself from another segment, and then you could get your snake stuck in your vent. And that's going to be quite a hassle to get out. I've never done it because I've always done the electrical tape around the joints. So snake it all the way through, and then you attach it to your drill. And, very slowly, you spin it clockwise, and you just slowly pull it out while the vacuum's on, and you take off each segment one bit at a time. Just take your time with it, but you'll hear the, big clobs of dust going through, and oftentimes when you open up that vacuum, you'll find the size of a large cat worth of dust built up in there, and you'll notice a huge difference. That'll make your dryer run better, and it'll save you from blowing a thermal fuse. Another way you might notice the dryer vent being clogged is if the clothes are still damp after you've done a normal load. That's usually the complaint that I get.
Okay, so class, the way an electric or gas dryer works is there is a blower that blows air into the chamber where the clothes tumble, and that air is heated either with natural gas, propane, or electricity. And what happens is the warm air removes the moisture from the clothing and sends it out through the dryer vent. And what always happens, 100% of the time, the lint from your clothes gets stuck on the inside of these 3-inch metal tubes. And a little bit of lint gets more and more and more, and over time, there's a lot. And there's so much lint that can build up over a period of just, let's say, 3 or 4 years, that it would probably clog most of the vent pipe. And another thing that causes lint to collect is the door, the vent door, the vent hood. There's a little flapper door in there. And what happens is lint builds up in that door, and then it prevents that flapper that which is outside the house from opening all the way. When that happens, it causes more lint to get trapped inside in the pipe. So look outside at the vent hood and door and see if your vent is operating properly without restriction. Okay? And you can probably just easily remove that vent hood outside. And what I've done, Kevin, is I've taken a pole and attached like a coat hanger and that doesn't fit tightly. And I just twirl it around inside for straight length from the outside and turn the dryer on, and a cloud of dust will come out. So you don't want to be breathing all this dust. So make sure that you're prepared with face protection, eye protection, and maybe a little mask, respirator-type mask. Have you ever done that, Kevin?
I've never used that as a tool. I've always used the lint eater. It looks more professional too. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm sure you should do that. But I've never had one of those professional tools, so that's why I did it. But
for about $30? And I should also add that dryer sheets are incredibly bad for you. And so all that lint in your dryer, if you use dryer sheets, you do not want to be inhaling that. It is really bad for your lungs.
Okay, and did I say that correctly, that 3 or 4 years or so of using a dryer, there's going to be lint inside that pipe?
You did, yes, sir. And I would recommend never blowing it, especially if you've got several right angles going through your vent system. And we're talking the vent system through the house, folks. There's also a lot of dryers that will have the lint trap inside when you open the door. It's going to be up front, and the lint trap's there. Those are very tight spaces, and you'll often find lint built up in there, too. So you might want to take a condenser coil brush and take a thin vacuum head and go in there and get that lint out as well. But, yes, you want to clean your dryer vents at least once a year.
Yeah, and that's probably something that guy or gal at, the big box store forgot to tell you when they sold you that appliance. They probably forgot, because I've never heard of anyone saying, I clean my dryer vent every year. I've never heard anybody say that, because they don't know that they should be doing that. Yeah. And if that thermal fuse fails and it gets stuck in a locked position, you can have a fire.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kevin's with us, and we're talking about appliance repair. And Kevin is your newest instructor. Kevin, we've gotten through only about 40% of what we're going to talk about today. Do you want to talk about the best and the worst brands? Do you want to talk about appliantology? Where would you like to go in the 6 or 7 minutes we have remaining?
I would like to talk about appliantology. So we'll take it to the intermediate to advanced level here, assuming that most of our listeners have multimeters and know how to read them, know about amps, voltage, wattage, resistance. But you don't know the specifications you need to test for in particular loads or parts that might fail. So let's say you look around your appliance and you try to find that service manual, but on a lot of new appliances, there aren't even hard paper copies of service manuals. What do you do? Well, there's a website called appliantology.org. That's appliantology, appliantology.org. And for about the same price as it would cost to pay me to fix the machine, you have access to all these professional appliantologists, as we're called, around the country and around the world, and you can request service manuals for just about any appliance and get them. So you could essentially become a member of this website, which I'm not endorsed by, but I've been a member for quite a long time, and it's saved my bacon weekly. You can request a service manual, download a service manual for each appliance that you have, and, you know, store it on your hard drive, print it out, or whatever, so that, you know, when you get in a bind, you don't have to call somebody who may not even have the service manual themselves. Or let's say you do need to call somebody and they can't find the service manual, well, then you've got it there for them. And, you know, without having the schematics, wiring diagrams, you know, flow charts, you're going to have a hard time testing specifications to know if that part's really bad. And there are some really good parts websites that you can utilize, and they'll, you know, give you a percentage of or the odds of it being a bad part. But, you know, let's save yourself the time and the money and get that appliance going. Get an appliantology website, appliantology.org membership if you can, or at least give it a trial. And you'd be really surprised at the wealth of information you can find on that website.
Kevin, let's see if I've got this right. So appliantology.org, diagrams for heaters, microwave ovens, dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, stoves, air conditioners, etc., all of it?
I don't usually work on HVAC systems or heaters, so I can't say for sure, but any major kitchen and laundry appliance, you can find a diagram for on that website. Yes, sir.
Okay. So as simple as this, class, if you have a KitchenAid mixer, one of those $200 on-sale mixers, and it starts doing things like changing speeds automatically, and you don't want it to do that, you can find out what to do get some help from the internet, appliantology.org. Kevin, best and worst brands. I mean, I've got my favorite worst brands. What are yours?
Well, hopefully this doesn't make us liable for it now.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's on me.
I know. Yeah,
it's on me.
They've all got their own Achilles heels when it comes to models. The worst that I've found are absolutely Samsung's across the board. Sorry, I know they've sold a lot, and most people probably have at least one if they didn't know any better. But they discontinue parts pretty quickly, like I said, and they just rush to market, and they make avoidable mistakes. And oftentimes, they really snowball. For example, they put a, you know, ice maker in a fridge compartment, and they didn't completely seal this compartment from the fresh food area. It lets moisture in, and then it breaks the ice maker, the auger for the dispenser, the fan motor, yada, yada. It ends up being $500 in parts. Huge mistake. LG wanted to use a newer, well, it's not released yet, but R600, a refrigerant that's pretty close to butane, and they wanted to rush that to market, and then the EPA didn't approve of it to rush to market yet, so they put R134A in, a refrigerant that's more common used in cars and homes nowadays, and the compressor starts failing after a year. And it's a huge, huge problem they're dealing with, and they're eating a lot of cost on that. So I would avoid Samsung's and LG's, and I would probably stick with Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, or Frigidaire. GE has gotten told to hire a Chinese company, and I wouldn't recommend them either. I also recommend Bosch washers and dryers. They're very good.
I agree with everything you said. The Asian appliances are terrible. Our daughter bought one, and she said, "Dad, you left the refrigerator door open." It was a side-by-side. And I said, "No, I didn't." She said, "There, it's open." Well, what I did was I looked in the freezer, closed the freezer door, and it popped the refrigerator door open because it is so flimsy, so thin, so lightweight. It doesn't have enough mass to stay closed, and it doesn't have the magnetic capacity to remain closed. It is cheesy as can be. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vincent. I'm honored to be a part of the class.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.